The Pasuk says, and Bilam said about the Jewish people, Yizal Maim Midale Yav. Water will drip from his buckets, from his sources of water. And our sages said, Yizal Maim Midale Yav. Maim is Torah, and Torah will come from his pour. And from the pour is where Torah ultimately grows for the Jewish people. Our sages said, Hizaharu Bivnei Anihim. Be careful with the sons of the poor. Shemehem atida Torah latzeh. Torah will ultimately grow from them. So the Torah, in Bilam's blessing, the Torah is revealing to us an insight. Torah doesn't have to come from the wealthy. You don't have to have money to be the leader of the Jewish people. You have to have Torah. And Torah comes from those who are willing to dedicate themselves to it. And our sages warned us that the amenities of life are pleasant. You should enjoy a Shabbos. But you want to grow in Torah, Adam ki yamut be'ol. You have to dedicate yourself to Torah and be willing to forgo those amenities because you can't do both. Where does Torah come from? Yizal Maim, the water will emanate midaliav, from his poor, from the poor of the Jewish people. And the simple understanding is that because they don't have the pursuit of let me go out tonight and let me invest my money here, there, and the other. And there's another understanding, which is they say in the name of Rav Shach, that he said, why will the poor be the source of Torah? Because the wealthy spend their money buying all kinds of books they don't need. And then when you try to learn, you got 500 books to look at. When you're poor, you buy the one book you need, and then you focus on that book, and you learn it, and you master it, and then you become great in Torah. Shabbat Shalom.